Miss Donna here. Welcome back to the Mustard Seed Kids. You'll be glad you came along today. Have you ever heard of a mustard seed in the Bible? Well, Jesus taught about a mustard seed and faith in Matthew 17:20 when he said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." How about you, Ted?
Well, that's what the Mustard Seed Kids are all about. So be sure to grab your pencils or pens so you can write down all the scripture verses we share today. They will be from the New International Version. If you have another version of the Bible, the words may be a little different. You will want to look them up for yourself. So go gather your dads, your moms, your grandparents, your neighbors, your dogs, your cats, everyone, and let your faith grow.
I'm glad everyone's up and ready for school today.
Good morning, Mom. That certainly was a short night.
I'm glad tomorrow is Saturday. I'm ready for the weekend.
You've got to be kidding me. I love mornings, and I'm ready to go.
I love mornings, and I'm off to the college to visit the admissions office and talk about what courses they have to offer.
Well, I'm glad it's Friday. I love the weekends. All right, everyone, let's pray and send you off for the day. Who wants to pray?
I will.
Okay, JR, go ahead.
Dear Father, thank you for this day. It is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Be with us at school today. Help us to learn all that we can. Be with Cousin Julie as she goes to the college. Please help her to know if this is the college you want her to attend. Be with Mom, her at home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, JR. I really want to hear God clearly about the decision to go to college. If the college here in Plantville isn't the one he wants me to attend, then I know he will show me. I want to be where God wants me to be.
Julie, as we walk closely with God, we learn what he wants us to do. Then we need to obey him. I know he'll show you very clearly if the college here in Plantville is the one he wants you to attend. Okay, everyone, off to school with you. Have a great day. Remember, Jesus loved you, and so do I. See you tonight.
Have a great day, too, Mom. Love you.
Thanks, Mom. Love you.
Oh, it's going to be a great day. I can feel it in my bones.
Can't you just imagine what Brian must be up to today? I have a feeling that there will be some jokes coming our way. Do you like to tell jokes and riddles? I have trouble remembering them after someone tells me a joke. Whoa, what do you think, Ted?
I have a feeling that Brian has found some more jokes and riddles about another Bible character. Let's get ready to grow and know God today with the Mustard Seed Kids.
Flowers and the trees to grow. He makes food from the garden and food from the tree. It's food for you and it's food for me. Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to see. We are the branches and he's the tree. If we don't stay close to him, then we'll fall off down into sin.
Oh, grow, grow, God makes things grow. Grow whatever seed I sow, from the heavens above to the earth below. He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know.
God is a farmer and he wants us to hear. His return is growing near. When Jesus comes back, he'll want to see that his love is growing in you and in me.
Oh, grow, grow,
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for that great song. God does make things grow, and faith is what he wants to grow in us. Let's see what the Mustard Seed Kids and everyone will learn about faith today.
Aunt Betty, do you need your car today? I don't have a way to college. I mean, I could walk, but I have all these things to carry.
Oh, you certainly may use the car. I'm not going anywhere today. Have a great time.
Thanks, Aunt Betty. I'll see you this afternoon. Love you.
I love you too, Julie. Have a great day. Lord, be here today. May she feel your presence with her while she is at college. Show her if this is where you want her to be. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. You certainly do sound ready to start the day. I believe the scripture says that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's from Psalms 118:24. Has just come alive in the classroom today. What is all the excitement about?
Well, I found all these jokes about Noah, and I passed them out for everyone to share together. We're having a great time.
Could I hear them?
Sure. Okay, everyone. Let's share about Noah. I'll go first. Does anyone know why Noah didn't go fishing?
Huh. I think I know the answer to that one.
Really?
Yes. It's because he only had two worms. Am I right?
Oh, Miss Lori, how did you figure it out?
Well, God told Noah to take two of every kind of animal on the ark. So that means he took two worms.
Miss Lori, I thought maybe it was because your hair looks like worms. But you really are thinking. Good job.
Brian, do you want me to tell you mine next?
Sure. Go ahead, JR.
Well, why didn't they play old maid cards on the ark?
Could it have something to do with the deck?
Good one, Miss Lori. Yes, it was because Noah was standing on the deck.
Well, that one wasn't too difficult either. Okay, just one more, and then we need to get started with our Bible lesson.
Miss Lori, do you know what animal Noah could not trust?
Now, that one is difficult. I would hope he could trust all of them.
Well, he couldn't trust a cheetah. Get it?
Yes, the cheetah. It's like something is cheating and you can't trust them. I get it, Brian. Where do you get your jokes?
Well, when I Googled Christian jokes for children, I found a website that had these jokes on it. I thought they were pretty good.
Yes, they are good. One more question, though. How did you get JR and Andy to tell these jokes?
Well, they volunteered. I don't know why they decided to tell the joke. They usually don't like my jokes, but something or someone has changed their attitude.
I wonder if Brian remembers his prayer request that he asked God to change his brother's hearts about his jokes. Class, yesterday I shared a Hall of Faith Bible character from Hebrews 11. J.R., Andy, Brian, do you remember who it was?
Abraham!
You remembered! Great! Now, who do you think our Hall of Faith Bible character is today?
Could it be Noah?
Good answer, JR.
Way to go, JR!
JR, you are absolutely right. I invited Miss Teresa to class today to help us. Let's take a look at Hebrews 11:7. Who will read it for us?
Hey,
morning, Ted. Go ahead and read it while Miss Teresa gets ready.
Sure. Hebrews 11:7, New International Version. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and made heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith.
Noah had no idea that a flood was coming.
That's right, Brian. You see, it had never rained from the sky before. All the moisture came from the ground. So when God told Noah, build an ark, he had no idea what God was about to do, and Noah had never built an ark before.
But why would God cause a flood? Why would he choose Noah? Why would God want Noah to build an ark?
Talk about faith. I can't even imagine it.
Let's go to the Old Testament in Genesis 6, 7, and 8. There we will find the answers to your questions.
Miss Teresa, Mom always prays before we read the Bible and asks God to help us understand what we are reading. Could we do that too?
Certainly, JR. Would you like to pray?
Sure. Dear Father, God help us to understand what we are saying in the story about Noah so that we can learn to walk by faith just like Noah did. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Before we go on, let's have a commercial break, Ted.
Sounds like a great idea, Miss Donna.
Are you tired? Tired? Oh, tired. No pep. No energy. Have you got the poorlies? Has someone glued your feet to the floor? Life got you down, depressed, feeling sorry for yourself. Is life one big bummer? Does each day seem worse than the day before? Are you looking at life through soot-colored glasses? Does today seem like the last day of the rest of your life? Unhappy? Did your dog look mean at you this morning? Kids got you down? Think you can't go on another minute? If this is how you feel, boy, are you in bad shape. But never fear. Hallelujah Pharmaceuticals has the answer for you. The cure-all, the pepper-upper, the pick-me-up. Yes, sir. Now available in readable form. That old-fashioned remedy, Scripture Myosin. Proven to be 100% effective in millions and millions of cases. Scripture Myosin comes in book form with verse doses for minor ailments and chapter doses for more serious cases. So, if you are suffering from the misery of all miseries, don't delay. Treat your illness today. Remember, that's S-C-R-I-P-T U-R-E-M-Y-E-C-I-N, Scripture Myosin. And it's available in most homes or your favorite Christian bookstore in the convenient take-along size.
I certainly do like that commercial. How about you, Ted?
Miss Donna, I will admit, it is one of my favorites. Are you ready to hear the rest of the story about Noah?
I sure am. Let's listen into the conversation.
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 to 8, to find some of the answers to your questions. JR, would you please read those verses?
Sure. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 to 8. New International Version. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground. For I regret that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
Whoa! Their hearts certainly weren't like the good soil we learned about in the parable of the sower, were they?
You're right, Brian. Their hearts were evil all the time.
And God regretted that he had made humans, and his heart was deeply troubled. I didn't know God's heart could be troubled.
Yes, when we sin, God's heart is deeply troubled. I think you might say that we break God's heart.
I had no idea.
But J.R., look at verses 8 and 9. What does it say?
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Does that mean Noah was perfect?
I think I'll let Miss Teresa answer that question.
No, J.R., Noah wasn't perfect. You see, Noah's godly life was a powerful contrast to the wicked lives of those who lived at that time. Noah was not merely living every day, going about his business and doing what he wanted. Noah walked with God. He talked to God and listened. He had a relationship with God. He loved God with all his heart.
So because Noah loved God and was different than those who were in the world, God chose Noah to build an ark?
Yes, Brian, God chose Noah. Miss Lori, for their homework assignment, could the class read the rest of Genesis chapter 6 and draw the ark in your faith journals as best they think it might look?
Miss Teresa, I don't have paper that big. What should I do?
No, Brian, don't make it that big. Just draw a smaller version of what you think it looked like. And you may even want to draw some animals going into the ark. You know, some of the ones you mentioned in your jokes.
And be sure to read verse 22 of chapter 6.
I can't wait to tell Mom about this story. Do you think she knows that God's heart can be deeply troubled when we sin?
I don't know, but let's ask her.
Hey, JR and Andy. Thanks for sharing the Noah jokes with the class today. I really appreciated it.
Oh, no problem, Brian. It was funny.
JR, let's stop at my locker for a minute. Brian, go ahead. We'll catch up to you in a minute.
What did I just say? I can't believe I said that. I actually told Brian that telling his jokes was fun?
JR, did I hear you tell Brian that it was fun telling his jokes? Have you been in the sun too long? What were you thinking?
Well, they were funny, but now that I think about the Noah story, I think the jokes were funny, especially the worm one.
Are you having a change of heart about Brian and his jokes, JR?
Well, something has changed. I just don't know what.
Aunt Betty, I'm home. Are you in here?
Hi, Julie. Yes, I'm in the kitchen. Come on out here and tell me about your day.
I had an awesome day. I talked to the admissions office and found out what courses I could take to continue my writing, and there are lots of choices. But I think I still need to pray and ask God if this is the college for me.
You are very wise, Julie. You know our enemy, Satan, can make things look very good and pleasing to us, just like he did to Eve in the garden with the apple. Remember, just because it looks good, be sure to seek God and find out if that's what he wants you to do. Even though the courses are what you want, pray. Once you have peace about it, you'll know that this college is where God wants you to go. He has a purpose for you there.
Thanks, Aunt Betty. I'm so glad I'm here with you and my cousins. I'm beginning to see that God's hand is in all of this. May I call my parents tonight and tell them?
Oh, of course. I know they're praying for you, too, to seek God's will and purpose for your life. And let them know that you're able to stay with us if they want. I know they're praying about that, too.
Mom, we're home. Do you have any cookies made?
Well, Brian, actually, I don't. I've had a busy day here at home, but I wasn't baking cookies. I do have some fruit in the fridge if you want some.
How about an apple, then?
Good choice.
Mom, did you know that God's heart can be deeply troubled?
Well, I believe I did read that in Genesis one time. I think it was something about the evil in the world, and God's heart was deeply troubled at how people were acting. Is that what you mean?
Yes, and did you know that God's heart was filled with pain and that he decided to wipe humans, animals, creatures that move along the ground, and birds of the air off the face of the earth?
Yes, JR, I did know that. Was your Bible lesson today about Noah?
Yes, it was, and God chose Noah and his family to be spared. But Noah had to build this big ark. God told him how high, wide, and long to make it. It's amazing.
Yes, it is, Brian. Did you read the whole story about Noah?
No, the bell rang and we had to leave. Do you think we could finish it after supper?
Well, that sounds like a plan to me. Now you three do your chores while I finish preparing supper.
A-okay, I'm on my way.
Gotcha, Mom.
I'm headed to do it now.
Okay, Aunt Betty, was there something you want me to do?
Could you set the table and fill the glasses? The casserole will be finished soon. If you have something else to do, you may go ahead and do it then. I just appreciate your helping me.
You're welcome, Aunt Betty. How about if I get the Bible and find the Noah account in Genesis and have it ready for devotions after supper?
Why, that sounds like a great idea, Julie. Thank you so much.
Done with my chores, Mom, and I'm hungry.
All done, Mom. My clothes are put away, and our room is looking pretty.
I'm done too, Mom. All the dirty clothes are ready to be washed.
What a blessing you three are. Thank you for helping me keep this house in order. Now, let's eat supper, and then Julie has our Bible study ready.
Are we going to finish the story about Noah?
We sure are.
Can I have the salt and pepper, please?
Here you go.
Thanks, JR. By the way, Mom, JR and Andy helped me tell Noah jokes in school today.
Really?
Yes. And JR even thought it was fun. Can you imagine that?
Really?
Really.
Yes, I'll admit I even had to laugh.
Really?
Why are you two saying really?
Oh, no reason. Just questioning. I saw that wink, JR.
Yeah, no reason.
Well, Mom, that was a delicious supper. Thanks for making it. Now, can we get to the Noah story? I can't wait to find out what happened.
Sure, the dishes will wait. But let's go to the living room, everyone. Julie has the Bible open and ready.
Yes, let's go.
Now, before we read this, just remember that God's time is not like our time today. And Aunt Betty, should we pray before we start reading?
Great, Julie. Who wants to pray?
I will. Dear God, please help us understand what is happening in the story about Noah. Show us clearly what we are to learn. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, now can we read?
Yes, but let's read Genesis chapter 6, verse 22 first.
Okay, here we go. Genesis 6, 22. New International Version. Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
Did you hear that? Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
Wow, everything?
Yes, everything. Now let's go on. JR, would you read the next part in Genesis chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, please?
Here it is, Genesis chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, New International Version. The Lord then said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate. And also, 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep the various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made." And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him.
Did you hear verse 5? And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him.
So there it is again. But why unclean and clean animals?
I think I know the answer.
Go ahead, Julie.
According to the law God had given Moses earlier about sacrifices, the ceremonially clean animals would be needed for the burnt offerings that Noah would offer after the flood. The ceremonially unclean animals would only have to reproduce themselves after the flood.
That sounds correct, Julie.
So it only took Noah 7 days to complete the building of the ark? Wow. That was some construction crew.
Brian, remember God's timing is not like our timing today. The number 7 in the Bible means completeness or perfection. The 40 days and 40 nights represents a length of time often characterizing a critical period in God's redemption work, like the 40 days when Moses was on the mountain receiving the 10 commandments, and how humans should treat others and worship God, or when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted by Satan.
Oh!
Well, let's finish this part of the story, and then tomorrow night we'll read the rest of the account. You still have some homework to do for Miss Lori and Miss Teresa.
Okay, what should we read next?
Well, let's have our narrator and announcer read Genesis 7, verses 6 through 16, the New International Version.
Got it. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark, as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day, all of the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
And on that day, Noah and his sons Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and their wives and 3 sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, and every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, and everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God commanded Noah. And then the Lord shut him in.
Whoa! Noah was an old guy, wasn't he? I don't know anyone 600 years old.
Well, you see, Brian, the earth wasn't polluted at that time like it is today, and people lived longer. The air was cleaner, the food didn't have chemicals in it, disease wasn't like it is today.
I didn't know that.
And you did see that after all the animals and Noah's family entered the ark, just as God had commanded Noah, the Lord shut the door.
That's amazing.
Yes, God is amazing.
And then the rains came?
Yes, J.R., the full fury of the flood was unleashed on sinful men.
So, would God choose our family if he decided to wipe out mankind again?
Good question, Brian.
Brian asked a great question. My family isn't loving and serving God. They certainly don't do everything God would want them to do. Would God find me righteous? Something to think about, isn't it? I believe I've learned today that God is who he says he is, and he can do what he says he can do. See? Even a teacher can still learn.
Don't forget to draw and write in your faith journals. It will be fun to see what they look like. Remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Well, let's close our time together with another Mr. Donut Man song, Love and Obey. It's the way to say, I love you, Lord. If I love you, then I will obey. It's the only way, even when it's not the easiest thing to do.
Hey kids, before we go, why don't you tell me some things you can do to be a helper and to let God's love shine through you?
Okay. Picking up my socks, hanging up my clothes.
That's good.
Helping with the dishes, doing what I'm told.
Uh-huh. That's right.
You teach me in your word, loving is the way.
Uh-huh.
And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
Yes, you will.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
You got it! To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not the easiest thing. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. It's the only way of pleasing you. What else can you do?
Sharing with my friends. Being good to all.
Uh-huh.
Helping anyone if I see them fall.
Oh, that's good.
Just another way of saying,
wow, you've learned a lot.
Teach me in your word, loving is the way. And if I learn to love, then I will obey.
That's right.
It's just another way of saying, Lord, I love you.
Oh, and he loves you too. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
Even when it's not. To love and obey.
To love and obey.
It's the only way.
It's the only way.
To love and obey. It's the only way of pleasing you. It's true. To love and obey. It's the only way of pleasing you.
Thanks, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use your song. You've helped us understand how we can be obedient to God. Like I learned in Joshua chapter 24, verse 24, and the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and obey him. That's Joshua 24, 24. Thank you, Ted Brungard, Donna Bridge, and our producer, Doug Bridge, for being available so God could use you on today's episodes.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids. Hopefully you have learned that God loves it when we spend time with Him, like when we get company, and when we thank Him. We hope you have learned from today's episodes. See you next time. Until then, spend time with God each day by reading the Bible, hiding God's word in your heart, and praying. Watch your faith grow. Oh, and maybe you'll want to keep a faith journal. That's a daily writing of how your faith is growing and what you see God doing. You've trusted Him. My journal is full of ways that God has increased my faith. Or you could draw pictures of what happened each day. Happy writing and drawing. Today's episode of the Mustard Seed Kids was a production of Kingdom Kids Incorporated in Watsontown, Pennsylvania, and was made possible by a generous grant from Christ's Evangelical Lutheran Church, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Until next time, remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And God bless you. Special thanks to Rob Evans, Mr. Donut Man, for allowing us to use his songs today. If you have comments or suggestions, write to Kingdom Kids Incorporated at 11 East 3rd Street, Watsontown, Pennsylvania, 17777. And don't forget to visit Facebook page Donna Bridge or our website at www.HisKingdomKids.org. You are listening to the Mustard Seed Kids.
He's the one who makes things grow. He's the one I want to know. He's the God I want to know.
As we praise Jesus and love Him, we grow to be more and more like Him. So let's praise the Lord all day, every day.